or he's just really motivated by something.
或者是他第二个原因就是他真的被什么东西来影响他。
Her father actually went to China to carry out missionary work.
实际上赛珍珠的爸爸要回中国大陆是为了要传教。
So my mother decided that it was actually the love of God that motivated him to go into China.
所以我妈妈决定认为说他是因为神的爱所以才让赛珍珠的父亲做这样决定。
And she also thought it was because that her father loved God so much that God blessed his children.
而也是因为赛珍珠爸爸这么爱神所以神也很祝福他的小孩。
So Pearl S. Buck is a Pulitzer Prize winner.
他是那个普里斯奖的得主。
She also won the Nobel Prize.
他也得到诺贝尔奖。
So my mom decided that it was because of God that Pearl S. Buck was so successful.
所以我妈妈认为说就是因为他父亲对赛珍珠父亲对神的爱，所以让赛珍珠这么的成功。
So my mom set off on a journey to look for God.
所以我妈妈就决定开始来寻找神。
So she started off where she was most familiar with.
所以他从他最熟悉的地方来开始寻找。
She started in the Catholic Church.
他是从天主教的教会来寻找。
So if you haven't been to a Catholic Church,
如果你从来没有去过天主教的教堂，
they have really, really nice chapels.
他们有非常非常壮观的教堂。
They have like stained glass and like huge congregations.
他们有很漂亮玻璃窗户，然后他们有很大的，就是他们会堂很大，人数很多。
So my mom decided to, you know, try it out.
所以我妈妈就想试试看。
So Catholics have this thing called Lent.
天主教有那个灯，嗯，是灯台。
Lent is like sort of like a week where you give up meat, like a type of religious week.
一个礼拜。
Yeah.
所以天主教有所谓的，就是有一个星期，他们特别把它保存下来。
So Lent is where you give up something that you love for God.
所以他们有一个礼拜是你要来牺牲你平常很喜欢的东西，然后你把它留给神。
So in many cases it's meat.
很多时候呢是肉。
So a lot of my Catholic friends for like maybe a week or a month they would just like not eat meat.
所以有很多我很多天主教的朋友，他们在那个礼拜的时候，他们会完全不吃肉。
So my mom decided to try this out.
所以我妈妈就想试试看这个。
Because if it would bring her closer to God, she would do it.
因为她认为任何一个会让她更接近神的，她都要试试看。
So she went for a while without meat.
所以她就试着不吃肉一段时间。
But of course that didn't do anything.
但她并没有任何的效果。
In the Catholic Church, she didn't experience God.
在天主教的教会里面，他并没有体验到神。
So she moved on to another church.
所以他又继续到另外一个教会。
So when she came to America, one of the first churches she tried out was the Baptist church.
所以当他来到美国的时候，他第一个试的教会是浸信会。
She said that the Baptist church people were really nice.
他说浸信会的浸信会的就是他们的教友非常的友善。
They also have a very large congregation.
他们也有很多的会员。
But she didn't experience God either.
但是她在那里也没有体验到神。
So she moved on to the next church.
她又继续到另外一个教会。
So then she tells me that she studied with Jehovah Witnesses for 6 months.
所以她跟我讲说她曾经跟耶和华见证会在那边跟他们一起查考了6个月。
So if you don't know, Jehovah's Witnesses are a really, you know, fervent denomination.
如果你不认识耶和华见证会的话，耶和华见证会他们的信徒非常的热心。
They are mainly known for intense evangelizing.
他们很著名的就是他们非常的努力的在传福音。
So she studied the Bible with them for a long time.
所以我妈妈跟他们一起查经很长的一段时间。
And she also said that they were very nice.
她说他们也非常的好。
But there was one problem.
但是他们有一个问题。
She found out that Jehovah Witnesses don't consider Jesus is God.
她发现耶和华见证会他们并不认为耶稣是神。
They think Jesus was just a really good person.
他们认为耶稣只是一个很好的人。
And that he wasn't nailed on a cross either.
他们也不认为耶稣钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on some sort of stick.
他们认为他只是挂在木头上。
So there's a couple of reasons why that can't be right.
所以这个绝对不是正确的，有一些原因。
Because if Jesus wasn't God, then he would not have been able to die for our sins.
如果耶稣不是神的话，他就没有办法为我们的罪来受死。
Because we require blood sacrifice in order to wash away our sins. That's why the Israelites had to sacrifice animals.
因为我们的罪需要血来洗净，所以以色列人他们才以前才需要用牛羊的血来洗净他们的罪。
So if you have sinful blood trying to wash away the sins of others, that doesn't really work.
所以你如果本身是一个有罪的血的话，你要来洗净别人的罪，那这个不太合理。
So that conflicted with my mother's perception of Jesus Christ.
所以这个跟我妈妈对耶稣基督的观念不同。
So she left.
所以她又离开了。
The next church she tried was a Chinese Christian church.
接下来的教会她来尝试的是一个华人的一个基督教会。
Because in Florida we don't have very good Chinese food.
因为在 Florida 我们没有很好的中国餐厅。
So she says every Sunday she went, she had really good food.
所以她每一个礼拜去，每个星期日去，她都有很好吃的中国菜。
But after a while she didn't feel anything.
但是经过一段时间，她仍然没有体验到神。
So she left.
她又离开。
So the next church she tried was the Mormon church.
接下来教会她尝试的是摩门教的教会。
So the formal name of the Mormon church is the Church of Jesus Christ and the Latter-day Saints.
而摩门教它正式的名称是叫耶稣基督再临的教会。
So she picked up the Book of Mormon.
所以她把摩门经拿起来看。
And she found out how the religion of Mormonism was founded.
她看到摩门教是怎么建立的。
So basically what she knows about it is that the founder of the Mormon church had a dream.
所以她所理解的是摩门教的那个创始人他有一个梦，他做梦。
And in his dream, an angel told him to go to a certain place.
在他的梦里面，天使告诉他要到某一个地方。
And in that place,
在那个地方
you dig a hole,
你挖一个洞。
And you will find the Book of Mormon.
你会发现摩门经。
And then the founder of the Mormon Church found the Book of Mormon.
所以这是摩门教的创始人怎么发现摩门经。
So my mom thought that was really strange.
那我妈妈觉得这个很奇怪。
How could the word of God come out from a hole in the ground?
神的话语怎么能从地上的一个洞里面跑出来？
So she left the Mormon church.
所以我妈妈又离开了摩门教。
So after all these churches, she didn't experience God. So in the end, she went back to the Catholic church.
所以在这些所有的教会当中，她都没有体验到神，所以她又回到天主教会。
Because she thought that God is holy, so the church that worships God in the most solemn and formal manner, that's the church, that's the way that they should worship God.
因为她说，她认为神是圣洁的，所以当一个教会可以用一个很严肃、非常虔诚的态度来敬拜他，应该是真的。
But there's another problem with the Catholic Church.
但是天主教会也有另外的问题。
They actually don't encourage their members to read the Bible.
他们并不鼓励他们的信徒来读圣经。
So my mom didn't really know much.
所以我妈妈其实了解的不多。
So she just bought a Bible and just started reading it.
所以她就买了一本圣经，然后开始来读。
So she started reading the New Testament.
所以她从新约开始念。
And she realized that in the New Testament, there's this mention of something called the Holy Spirit.
所以她在新约圣经当中有看到它里面提到圣灵。
So she didn't really know what this was.
她并不知道这是什么。
Because she hadn't heard of it before.
因为她从来没听说过。
So she decided that the easiest way to find out what the Holy Spirit is.
所以她认为最能够了解圣灵的方式。
Is to go to every single Christian she knows.
去每一个基督徒，他所认识的基督徒。
And ask them if they know about the Holy Spirit.
然后来问他们，他们知不知道圣灵。
So that's what she did.
所以她就这样做了。
Whenever she met someone, she would ask them, are you Christian?
当她遇到人的时候，她会问他们说，你是基督徒吗？
And a lot of them, like 50% of them said yes.
也许一半的人会跟她讲说是。
Then she would get really excited and say, hey, do you know about the Holy Spirit?
她就会很兴奋地问他们说，你们知道圣灵吗？
And then they would say no.
他们就会说不知道。
So then she would just kind of give up.
所以她就会放弃。
But then there's this one time she was invited to go somewhere.
但是有一次她被邀请到一个地方。
Now, this is kind of funny because Taiwanese people know what this word is.
这有点好笑，因为是台湾人会知道的地方。
So she said she was invited to be a light bulb. 电灯泡。
她因为她是被邀请去当电灯泡。
So in American terms, this would be a third wheel.
这在美国的理解当中，就是她是成为就是两个人当中的那个中间的人。
So since I see a lot of confused faces.
因为我看到有好像很多人不知道这个名词。
That's basically when two people go out on a date.
基本上就是有两个人出去约会的时候。
And then you have this one awkward person extra.
你有第三个人在旁边当电灯泡。
So that's what my mom was invited to do.
所以我妈妈就是被邀请做这个角色。
So she reluctantly went to go be a third wheel.
所以她就很勉强的，可是去做这个电灯泡。
So she gets there.
她到那边的时候。
And she finds out that the other person had also brought a third wheel.
她发现另外一个人也带了她的电灯泡。
So there's four wheels.
所以总共有四个人。
So it's less awkward now because she has a person she could talk to.
实际上这样子变得比较不尴尬，因为他有另外一个人可以来聊天。
So she just talks to the other third wheel while the other people do their thing.
所以他就去跟另外一个电灯泡来讲话。
So then she asks him, "Are you a Christian?"
他就问他说，你是基督徒吗？
And he says, "No, but my wife is."
他说我不是，可是我太太是。
So she gets really excited and says, "Hey, do you know about the Holy Spirit?"
所以他就很兴奋地问他说，那你知道圣灵吗？
And he says that yes, he actually does.
那个人实际上说是我知道。
So my mom was really surprised because she'd always gotten no as an answer.
我妈妈非常惊讶，因为她之前得到的答案都是不知道。
So she asked him, "Hey, do you have it?"
她就问他说，那你有吗？
He says, "No, but you know my wife's church, their entire church has it."
但是那个人说我自己本身没有，但是我太太的教会全部的人都有。
My mom said that was impossible.
我妈就跟她讲说怎么可能？
Because the Holy Spirit is given to the select few.
因为圣灵是只是神所拣选的一批人。
But this guy was like, "No, my wife's church, they really have it."
但是这个人就跟他讲说，没有，我的太太的教会每个人都有。
So she talked with him for a really long time.
所以我妈妈就跟这个人谈了很久。
She was really happy because she'd finally gotten a hold of someone who knew something about the Holy Spirit.
她非常高兴，因为她终于跟一个知道圣灵的人联络上了。
So she goes home and she's really happy.
她回到家，她非常高兴。
So at that time, my dad was away on a business trip.
那时候我爸爸是在出差当中。
So when she gets home,
所以当她回到家的时候，
she finds out that her home has been completely ransacked. Like went through. Yeah.
她回到家的时候，发现家里面已经被翻箱倒柜翻过了。
And she realized that you know someone came in and stole everything.
她发现说被小偷偷了
，and even her wedding ring was stolen.
连她的结婚戒指都被偷走。
So she kind of sat there among the rubble.
所以她坐在那个乱七八糟当中。
And she cried.
她就开始哭。
Because she thought that.
因为她认为
that if only I wasn't listening to the Holy Spirit that long, I would have been here.
她在想说，我如果不是跟那个人谈圣灵谈了那么久的话，我应该早就回来了，就可以避免这些事。
So I wouldn't have been robbed.
我就不会被抢了。
So after she cried a little bit.
所以她就哭了一阵子。
She kind of sucked it up.
她就恢复。
And then she decided, like, I'm this close to God now. It's fine. I'll just continue looking after, searching after God.
我已经跟神这么接近了，我要继续的寻找他。
So she exchanges contact information. She exchanged contact information with the third wheel from before.
所以她就跟那个之前的那一个电灯泡来交换他们的联络方式。
And she gets a hold of his wife.
所以她就跟她的太太联络上了。
And her name is Sister Lynn.
是一位灵姐妹。
So they, in the end, they meet up together and they start having a small family service every Saturday.
所以他们最后碰面了，然后他们每个礼拜六都有家庭聚会。
So it's just the three of them, and then Sister Lynn would tell my mom about, you know, the basic beliefs and about the Holy Spirit.
所以就是那一对夫妻和我的妈妈三个人来做家庭聚会，然后这个林姐妹也跟她讲我们的基本教义以及圣灵。
But the problem was that Sister Lynn didn't have the Holy Spirit.
但是问题是林姐妹她自己本身并没有圣灵。
So every family service, it would just be three people without Holy Spirit trying to pray for it.
所以这每一次的家庭聚会就是这三个人他们都没有圣灵，但是他们试着来寻求圣灵。
And only one of them was a believer, because her husband wasn't, because Sister Lynn's husband was not a believer.
而这三个人当中，其实只有林姐妹是我们的信徒。
So then they get to talking about all the basic beliefs again.
所以他们就在那边讨论基本教义。
And they get to water baptism.
所以他们提到洗礼。
So then my mom, you know, accepts most of the gospel about the water baptism.
很多的基督教的福音都有提到洗礼。
But she's confused about this one part.
但是她对其中的一个部分有疑问。
Why do we have to get baptized in living water?
为什么我们必须要在活水当中做洗礼？
So she asked Sister Lynn this.
所以她就问林姐妹。
And Sister Lynn couldn't answer.
林姐妹没有办法回答。
For the longest time, I didn't know the answer either.
我自己本身有很长一段时间，我也不知道答案。
So my mom goes home and she's tortured by this thought.
所以当我妈回家的时候，她就对这个问题很困扰。
So she decides the best thing to do would be to try and find something in the Bible.
所以她决定最好的方式就是在圣经里面找答案。
But she doesn't know the Bible very well.
但是她并对圣经并不熟悉。
So she doesn't really know where to start.
所以她也不知道从哪里开始找起。
So she just takes her Bible.
所以她就把圣经拿出来。
And then she opens it randomly.
她就随便打开其中的一章。
What do you know? She opens to Mark chapter 1.
但是你知道吗？她就是翻到了马可福音第一章。
She looks at verse 9.
她在看第九节。
So basically, if you guys don't know what that is, it's basically talking about Jesus' baptism.
而这一段就是在讲耶稣的受洗。
So she just reads it and basically says that Jesus went down into the Jordan River.
所以这一段讲的就是耶稣到约旦河里受洗。
And then it just clicked to her.
这个想法就进入她心里。
So basically God was just telling her that Jesus did it this way, so you should do it that way.
所以神实际上在告诉她说耶稣是用这种方法来受洗，所以你也应该用同样方法来施洗。
So mom was very happy because she knew that this wasn't just a coincidence.
所以我妈妈非常高兴，因为她知道这不是偶然。
Because she knew that when she was looking for an answer, like God had actually opened the Bible and let her see what the answer was.
因为她知道她正在寻求一个答案，而神就引导她一打开圣经看到的就是答案。
She also told me how God is really amazing as well in this aspect.
她也告诉我。神是在 这方面的引导是多么的神奇。
Because the verse that TJC uses to justify why we use living water to baptize people is actually in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13.
而实际上，真耶稣教会在谈论说为什么我们需要在活水里面洗礼的时候，用的是耶利米书的第二章。
But just imagine if God had let her open up to Jeremiah chapter 2.
但是你如果想象他如果翻开来的是耶利米书第二章
Jeremiah is not a really easy book to read.
耶利米书并不是一个容易的去阅读的一本书。
So if she opens it up and looks up like about the sins of Israel or something.
如果他翻开来的是耶利米书，然后他看到的是以色列人的罪，
she would have not understood anything, closed the Bible and like, you know, went away.
他应该是完全不了解，然后再把圣经关上，还是不知道。
So God knew exactly the way how to answer her question.
而神知道，就是恰好的方式可以让他来了解的。
So he chose the simplest way for my mother to understand.
所以他用最简单的方式让我妈妈来了解。
So after that, in Florida, we don't really have a church.
在那之后，在佛罗里达，我们并没有一个教会。
Back then, Miami didn't have a church, and Tampa was really small.
在那时候，在 Tampa 那边有一个很小的教会。
So Sister Lynn's mother is worried about her faith.
而林姐妹的妈妈很担心林姐妹的信仰。
So she gets a pastor in California to tell the Tampa church to go visit them down in Miami.
所以她就告诉加州的一个传道，然后跟他们讲说麻烦在 Florida 的 Tampa 教会的一个人来到 Miami 去来拜访林姐妹。
So my mom was very happy about this.
所以我妈妈很高兴。
So she invited them to come to her house.
她就邀请他们来到她的家里。
And my mom even remembers the exact date and when she had her first encounter with the Holy Spirit.
我妈妈甚至很清楚地记得她第一次怎么样接触到圣灵。
In fact, it's May 4th, 1993.
是在1993的5月4号。
So then finally she encounters the Holy Spirit and she's really happy.
所以她接触到圣灵，她非常高兴。
So she invites, you know, the Tampa people to come down again.
所以她就邀请 Tampa 教会的弟兄姐妹再次的来拜访。
So by the second time they come for visitation again.
第二次他们来拜访的时候，
My mom wanted to get baptized.
我妈妈就说她要受洗。
You know, TJC doesn't randomly baptize people.
真耶稣教会并不随便的让人受洗。
You have to truth seek for a certain amount of time.
你必须要来慕道一段时间。
And you have to understand the Bible.
你必须要了解圣经。
Or at least the basic beliefs.
基本的道理你必须要了解。
And then you can get baptized.
那时候你才能受洗。
So they're sitting there and they're listening to a cassette tape of a sermon.
所以他们坐在那边，然后在听讲道的录音带。
And she wasn't really listening to the cassette.
她并没有很专心的在听。
Because she was just thinking about what, like, what should I ask them if I can get baptized?
因为她一直在思考的是，我是不是应该要问他们说我可不可以受洗。
And then she that just bothered her the entire time.
所以那整段的时间她都是非常困扰。
And then she decides that there's no point in worrying about it.
后来她就决定说不需要去太担心。
She would figure it out later, so she decided to listen to the cassette tape.
所以她可以等一下再来考虑，所以她就开始专心的来听道理。
So then the first thing she hears the pastor on the cassette tape say.
所以在录音带第一个她听到的是。
He says, "Turn to Acts chapter 22, verse 16."
她是说翻开《使徒行传》的22章16节。
And that specific verse says, "Why tarriest thou? Get up and be baptized."
二十二章十六节提到的是说，为你现在你为什么单言呢？起来求告他的名受洗，洗去你的罪。
So once again, my mom doesn't think this is a coincidence.
所以我妈妈再次的又体会到这不是一个恰巧。
This is God telling her to go get baptized.
这是神在告诉她说你要受洗。
So right after they're done listening to the cassette tape, she asks them, "Can I be baptized?"
所以当她听完了讲到录音带，她就问他们说：“我可不可以受洗？”
And then the Tampa people say, "Yeah, sure, just come to our spiritual convocation later."
Tampa 教会的人就跟她讲说：“当然可以啦，你就来参加我们的灵恩会。”
So she's very happy, and the Tampa people go away.
所以她非常高兴，然后 Tampa 教会的弟兄姐妹就离开了。
However, during the waiting time between spiritual convocation and then she became pregnant.
但是在那等待灵恩会的那一段时间，她怀孕了。
But in the past, my mother's body was not very well.
我妈妈的身体并不好。
And it was very easy for her to have a miscarriage.
对，她常常会有习惯性的流产。
So when she went to the doctor told her to just lie down and don't do anything.
所以当他到医生那边看的时候，医生跟他讲说，你必须要躺在床上休息，不要到任何的地方。
But that's obviously a problem because she wanted to go get baptized.
那这个就是一个大问题了，因为他想要受洗。
So then she asked my father for advice.
所以他就问我爸爸，问他的意见。
He said no, don't go.
我爸就跟他讲说，不要，不要去。
But my mom really wanted to get baptized because she had finally found God.
但是我妈妈真的很想要受洗，因为她终于找到了神。
So she made a determination in her heart.
所以她就立了，在她心里立了心志。
She said, "If all life belongs to God."
她说，如果所有的生命都在神的掌握中
，then God can help my unborn child.
她可以帮助我还没有出生的孩子。
Or if not, He'll just give me another one.
事实如果说不是这样的话，他也会给我另外的孩子。
So she went off to Tampa and stayed in a motel.
所以她就来到 Tampa， 然后住在一个旅馆里。
So during spiritual convocation, during prayer, a brother saw a vision.
在灵恩会当中，有一位弟兄在祷告中看到异象。
He described that he saw the heavens open and Jesus come down with two angels.
他看到天开了，然后耶稣带着两个使者下来。
And then Jesus showed the brother the scars in his hands.
而耶稣把他手上的钉痕给那位弟兄看。
And my mother was really happy.
我妈妈就非常高兴。
Because this was the type of church she was looking for.
因为这就是她要寻找的教会。
One that had the miracles of God.
一个有神的神迹同在的教会。
One that had the Holy Spirit.
一个有圣灵同在的教会。
But it kind of conflicted with her vision of a church.
但是在跟她在教会的一个印象也不太一样。
She came to the U.S. expecting to find a church with, you know, mainly a Caucasian congregation.
她当初来到美国的时候，她希望找到的一个教会是一个充满白人的教会。
And then she goes to Tampa, and it's all Asian people.
而她到 Tampa 教会的时候，都是东方人的脸孔。
And then she was expecting a beautiful chapel with like stained glass.
而且她希望看到的是一个很漂亮的有琉璃瓦的会堂。
And in Tampa, they have mismatched folding chairs.
而在Tampa 教会是一个
folding chairs like in a house.
就它只是很简单的折叠椅的一个会堂。
But then she thought like it didn't really matter what she thought.
所以他可他那时候就跟自己讲说，不管你心里本来想的是怎么样。
Because if this is the church that God is with, then I'll just stay in it.
如果这是神同在的教会的话，我就应该待在这。
So she was just really happy that she had like the honor of being in the same room as Jesus Christ did.
他只觉得非常喜悦，他有这样的荣幸可以跟神一起同在一个地方。
So then she got baptized.
所以他就受洗了。
And she prayed during spiritual convocation, but she didn't receive the Holy Spirit.
在灵恩会当中，她也祷告，但是她并没有得到圣灵。
So then, when she goes back to Florida and she prays,
但是当她回到 Florida 的时候，她自己祷告。
She got the Holy Spirit.
她得到了圣灵。
And then, right after my mother's basking in the joy of receiving the Holy Spirit,
当我母亲是沉浸在她得到圣灵的喜悦中的时候
，she gets a phone call.
她接到一个电话。
So it's Sister Lynn.
是林姐妹。
And Sister Lynn tells her that there was a sister in Tampa who saw a vision.
她林姐妹就跟她讲说，在 Tampa 教会的一个姐妹看到异象。
Actually, two visions.
看到两个异象。
So the first vision was of my mother dressed in white and she was holding a baby.
第一个异象她看到的是说我妈妈穿着全白的衣服，然后抱着一个小孩。
And then the second vision.Was a pair of hands holding a baby swaddled in light blue. Like balled in light blue clothing.
第二个异象他看到的是，
pair of hands.
有一双手抱着一个用蓝色的衣服包起来的小孩。
And then the baby had big eyes and it had two teardrops on its cheek.
而那个婴儿呢，他有很大的眼睛，然后从他眼睛里面流出眼泪。
And then the hands holding the baby disappeared.
然后那个抱着婴孩的那个手就消失了。
And then another pair of hands held the baby.
然后是另外一双手来抱这个婴孩。
The sister who saw the vision couldn't see the person's face.
这个看异象的姐妹并不能看到说那个抱婴孩的那个人的脸。
But she could tell that the person was clothed in white and had a pair of wings.
但是她可以看到的是那一个。抱婴孩的人他有穿全白的衣服，然后有一双翅膀。
So that was obviously an angel.
所以很明显是一个天使。
But then the angel's hand disappeared, and then the original pair of hands holding the baby was back.
但是他看到的是那个抱婴孩的天使的手后来消失了，然后是原来抱那个婴孩的手又出现。
The sister who saw the vision said she didn't know whose hands they were.
所以那个看异象的姐妹说，她并不知道这些手是谁的。
And then she sees, you know, my mom playing with her hair or something. Playing with her hair. She's my mom playing with her hair.
她看到我妈妈常常玩头发。
So then she says, those are the hands.
她说，那个手好像就是你的手。
So then they discovered that, you know, it was my mom's hands holding the baby.
所以他们才发现说是我妈妈的手在抱那个婴孩。
So then.My mom asked Sister Lynn, "Wait, why didn't they tell me this earlier?"
那我妈就问林姐妹说，为什么那个姐妹之前不先跟我讲呢？
And she said that the sister who saw the vision didn't want to say anything because she was scared that the pastor would tell her to go up and testify.
那个姐妹看异象的姐妹，在当下并没有告诉他们这个异象，因为她担心说传道会要求她说来做见证。
So then another sister saw the same two visions.
而另外一个姐妹看到。同样的两个异象。
And then that sister didn't say anything due to the same reasons.
而那个姐妹也为了同样的原因没有讲出来。
The moral of this story is if you see something, say something.
所以从这一个故事当中，我们学到就是，如果你看到什么，你应该要讲出来。
So the meaning of the first vision was kind of obvious.
所以第一个意象的意义很明显。
So it was my mother dressed in white and she was holding a baby.
是因为我妈妈她穿着白衣服，然后抱着一个小孩。
So that just meant that she was going to get baptized and have a baby.
所以代表的是说她马上就要受洗，然后她会有一个孩子。
So the second vision was a little bit more strange.
第二个意象比较奇怪。
So she realized that the baby in blue was probably a baby boy.
那个被蓝色衣服包着的小孩应该是个男孩。
And she didn't really know the meaning of the rest of it.
她并不知道其他代表的意思。
So when she finally gave birth to my brother,
所以当她后来生了我哥哥的时候，
she had a lot of difficulty giving birth.
她在生产的当中非常困难。
She had a lot of physical trouble.
她在身体上面承受了很多的困难。
So those were the two tears on the baby's face.
所以这是那个婴孩她的流下了两滴眼泪。
So because of her physical troubles, she was bedridden.
因为她在生产当中身体所受到的负担，她是躺在床上。
She couldn't get up, she couldn't do housework, she couldn't hold the baby.
她没办法起床，她也没有办法做家务，也没有办法抱小孩。
So that was the original pair of hands disappearing.
所以那就是当初那个一开始抱小孩的手不见的时候。
So then, And then she realized that when the angel was holding the baby,
所以她了解到，当天使的手来抱这个孩子，
it represented that God was going to take care of her baby while she couldn't hold him.
那代表了神会来照顾这个孩子，当我母亲没办法照顾这个孩子。
So then she realized that the vision meant that when the original hands came back, it meant that she would be able to hold her baby again.
而她也了解到，最后那个最起初的手又回来抱那个小孩的时候，代表是说他之后又会有能力来照顾小孩。
So she was bedridden for months.
所以我的妈妈卧床了几个月。
So her illness wasn't cured miraculously, but she got better eventually.
但是她的疾病并不是就是忽然间转好的，但是她最后慢慢的好转。
And that is how my brother was born.
那就是我哥哥怎么出生的过程。
So as time went on, she reflected on these experiences that, on how God had led her to the true church.
所以当她在回想这些所有的经验，神是怎么样带领她来到真教会。
And she compared it to the experiences of other people.
她就跟其他人的经验来比较。
Have you heard the testimony of Pastor Chen? Not this Pastor Chen, different one.
你有听过一个沉传道另外一位沉传道的见证？
So apparently he was walking home from work one day.
他从公司回家，走路回家的过程当中。
He just thought to himself, "Hey, I should probably go to a church."
他忽然间有一个念头说，也许我应该去一个教会。
So he looks up.
他就抬头看。
And there is a TJC right across from his house.
就有一个真耶稣教会就在他对面。
And then she's heard other testimonies of people who immediately kneel down and then they get the Holy Spirit.
然后他也听过别人的见证，是他们一跪下来祷告，马上就得到圣灵。
So then she was thinking, why do these people find God so easily?
他就在想，为什么有的人可以这么容易的就找到神呢？
Why do I have to go through so much trouble to find him?
为什么我需要经过这么多的困难才能够找到神？
So then I learned a Chinese phrase.
而我他就学到一个中文的谚语。
So she said that the spiritual world is 重男轻女。
所以他认为属灵的世界也是重男轻女。
I translate into English as the spiritual realm is sexist.
所以我把它翻译就是说，在即使在属灵的世界里面也有性别歧视。
But that's not really the case.
其实不是这样。
It's not that God doesn't like my mom. That's why he let her suffer when she was finding him.
并不是说神不爱我的母亲，所以他需要受这么多的苦。
God knows what each type of experience is best for us.
神实际上是知道，不同的人需要不同的经验。
So she knows that God cared for her and paid attention to her when she was going through these troubles.
她知道神有在注意她，有在照顾她，当她需要的时候。
And that's how she became rooted in the faith.
这就是她的信仰怎么样扎根。
So now she knows that God is only in this church.
所以她现在知道神只存在在这个教会。
Because she's been to so many others that didn't have God.
因为她曾经去过这么多的教会，里面都没有神。
And she also knows that this is the only church that has Holy Spirit.
她也知道这是唯一一个有圣灵的教会。
She knows that Holy Spirit is evidenced by the rolling of tongues.
她知道圣灵的圣灵的表征是当你祷告的时候会用灵言。
So this is exactly what it says in the last chapter of Mark.
所以这个也是在马可福音最后一章所在那边叙述的。
So it's Mark chapter 16 verse 20.
是在马可福音第十六章。
And it says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following.
马可福音十六章二十节，门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着，正是所传的道。阿们。
So how did she know that TJC is the true church?
所以她是怎么知道真耶稣教会是唯一得救的教会
？It's not because the pastor told her it was the true church.
并不是因为传道告诉她说这是真教会。
But rather she experienced it for herself.
因为她自己实际上亲身的体验。
She saw the signs that confirmed that God is with this church.
她也从她亲眼所看到的神迹来告诉她这个是神的教会。
So now comes the question, how does this apply to us?
那现在来问的就是这个怎么对我们来说学到什么呢
？I'm not my mom.
我不是我妈妈。
Neither are you.
你也不是。
So obviously we haven't been through the same experiences as she have.
所以我们并没有经历我妈妈的经历。
Do you remember that story I told you to keep in mind?
记得我一开始的时候要求你们放在心里的故事吗
？The story about the Samaritan woman.
关于撒玛利亚的妇人。
So if you actually read the latter part of that story,
如果你念那个故事的下半段
，because it's sort of split in two, because an event happens between the story.
这个故事实际上有一点分成两段，因为中间有一段事迹。
So when the Samaritan woman finally meets Jesus and she realizes that he is the Messiah,
当撒玛利亚妇人遇到耶稣，然后最后了解到他就是弥赛亚
，she goes out and tells everyone.
她出去，然后告诉所有的人。
Even though she's an outcast, she doesn't care. She just tells everyone.
即使说她是不被人家欢迎的，她也是到处去跟别人讲。
And then later, those people who she told believed.
而那些听到这个道理的人相信了耶稣。
But they come back to the Samaritan woman.
但是他们回到撒玛利亚妇人。
And they tell her.
他们告诉她。
We didn't believe because you told us.
我们相信并不是因为你告诉我们。
But we believed because we went and we saw for ourselves.
而我们相信是因为我们自己去亲眼去看到。
So that's how this story applies to us.
所以这个故事告诉我们的就是。
So why am I in this church?
为什么我会在这个教会
？Is it because I'm an obedient daughter and who always listens to her mother?
是因为我是一个很听话的女儿，所以我跟着我妈妈吗
？Partially.
也许一部分。
But it's not because I blindly believe in my mother.
但是并不是我盲目的在相信我妈妈。
It's because I've experienced God for myself. I've received the Holy Spirit and I've received His comfort.
而是因为我自己也有亲身的体验，我自己得到了圣灵，我自己从圣灵当中得到了安慰。
I gave a testimony before explaining how I found out that the Holy Spirit truly is the comforter.
我之前有曾经在这里见证过，我是怎么样子从圣灵当中得到安慰，然后知道他是我们的安慰者。
That's how I know how the Holy Spirit is the comforter, not because I read it in the Bible, but because I experienced it for myself, and then the Bible also confirms that.
所以我并不是说从圣经里面告诉我说他是我们的安慰者，所以我相信他是安慰者，而是从我自己实际的体验当中，我验证了圣经告诉我们圣灵是我们的安慰者。
So for spring break, I went back to Florida.
所以在春假的时候，我回到 Florida.
I had a good time.
我玩得很开心。
So I hung out with some of my friends.
所以我跟我的朋友一起玩。
So most of my friends are still in high school.
大部分我的朋友都还在高中。
So they always eagerly ask me.
所以他们很兴奋地问我。
They say, "Hey Victoria, how's college?"
他们就问我说，一凡，大学生活怎么样啊？
And I say, "Eh, it kind of feels like high school."
我说其实跟高中没什么差别。
They give me this confused look.
他们就会有很疑惑的脸。
You don't go party?
他说你没有去参加派对吗
？Don't you drink?
你没有喝酒吗
？And then they put a hand on my shoulder.
他们就把手拍我的肩膀。
They say Victoria.
他们说伊凡。
Do you have friends?
你有朋友吗？
Yes, I have friends.
我有朋友。
But I don't drink and I don't party.
我并不去参加夜店，我也不喝酒。
And another time when one of my mom's friends was over.
而有一次我妈妈的朋友来。
And she has two daughters who really look up to me.
她有两个女儿，她们很崇拜我。
And then she was telling my mom how like one of her daughters was complaining how she never gets to go to parties.
而其中一个女儿，那个妈妈就说，其中一个女儿常常跟她抱怨说，为什么我从来都不能去参加那些派对。
And then her mom replies, "Look at Victoria. She has no social life."
她的妈妈就说，那你看看伊凡啊，伊凡她都没有什么社交活动。
I have a social life.
我有社交活动。
I just don't party and I don't drink.
我只是不去参加派对，我不喝酒。
Then all my friends call me lame.
所以我的朋友会说，我很逊。
You don't know how to live it up.
你不知道怎么样子享受人生。
So why don't I live it up?
为什么我不去选择这样的人生？
Is it because my mom who tells me I shouldn't drink?
是因为我妈妈跟我讲说我不能喝酒吗？
Because in college, one of the things you experience is freedom.
因为在大学里面，你所享受到的第一个就是自由。
So I could technically ignore my mom and go party.
所以我其实是可以不要听我妈的话，然后去参加派对。
But I don't.
但是我没有。
Why?
为什么？
Because I know that partying and drinking isn't good for my spiritual life.
因为我知道派对和喝酒对我的灵性的生活是生命是不好的。
Because I've experienced God and I know that this is what God wants me to do.
因为我体验到神，我知道神要我走的是什么样的路。
So the reason why I don't go party and do other things like that.
所以为什么我不去参加派对？我不选择这条路的原因是
？It's not because of my mom.
并不是因为我妈妈。
It's because I've experienced God for myself.
因为我自己亲身体验到神。
And my mom has also experienced God for herself.
而我妈妈也是她自己本身亲身体验到神。
So the point of testimonies isn't just like a story.
所以见证的目的并不是只是告诉你们一个故事。
But rather, it's sort of an example.
而是告诉作为范例。
So it's telling you that you can also experience the same things that this testimony has told you about.
是告诉你说你也可以体验到同样在这个见证里面所告诉你的体验。
So if you forget this entire testimony, there's only two things I want you to really remember.
所以你如果忘记了这整个见证的话，我希望你至少记得两件事。
First,
第一件
TJC is the true church.
真耶稣教会是真教会。
And second,
第二个
The Holy Spirit is evidenced by the rolling of tongues and is only in TJC.
圣灵的表征就是他的证明就是他用灵言祷告而这个只发生在真耶稣教会。
But don't take my word for it.
但是不要只是因为我这样说。
Experience it for yourself.
你必须要自己亲身的体验。
Find out what the Holy Spirit is.
你要自己发现圣灵是什么。
Experience the miracles in TJC.
你必须要自己来体验神的神迹。
Through this, it's not so you can have blind faith in the church.
所以只有经历到这些，你才会不是盲目的信仰。
This is so you can become truly rooted in the faith.
这样子你的信仰才能真正的扎根。
So you can garner your own experiences.
所以你可以有自己的经验。
And then you can come up here and testify.
你也可以来到这里来做见证。
I really thank God for giving me the opportunity to testify today.
我很感谢神给我这样的机会来做见证。
And I really thank God for giving, His love and His comfort to me.
我也感谢神，他带给我的爱，带给我的安慰。
For allowing me to experience Him.
让我能够来体验神。
And everyone in this chapel too can also experience God for themselves.
而所有在座的每一个人都可以来体验神的爱，神的安慰。
So this concludes my testimony.
我今天见证到此。
May all the glory and honor and praise be unto His name.
愿所有颂赞赞美都归于天上神。
感谢神他美好的见证。
Thank God for her wonderful testimony.
这是他妈妈的见证。
This is her mother's testimony.
那我们也知道他的母亲一直在寻找一个教会。
And we know that her mother was constantly seeking for a church.
那也一直在寻找一个有圣灵的教会。
And she was seeking for a church that had Holy Spirit.
我们知道她走过许多的教会。
And I know that she walked through many different churches.
就像在寻找一个宝贝一样，最后找到了我们教会。
As if searching for a treasure, and finally she found it here.
最后，她觉得这个教会是神的教会，就像使徒时代的教会一模一样。
And she found that this was a church that was truly God's church, just like the church in the apostolic times.
这也是我们教会追求的目标。
And this is also the goal for our church.
回到使徒时代的教会。
To be like the church of the apostolic times.
就是建立教会最初始的样子。
Just as they did.
那时候有真理。
At the time, they had truth.
有神的神迹启示。
They had miracles and signs from God.
还有圣灵。
And they had the Holy Spirit.
所以只要回到那个起初神所建立的教会，那就是真的教会。
And if we can return to those times, that is truly a sign of the true church.
那也是我们要寻求的。
And that is also what we must seek for.
这是我自己相信的，因为我在这个教会这么久，因为神迹走进了教会。
This is also what I believe because I have come to this church for so long, and I first initially came because of miracles and signs.
Yeah, 但是让我留下来却是因为神的经验跟这个真理。
But what kept me here and staying here is my experiences as well as the truth.
那事实上神没有性别歧视。
And actually, God does not have favoritism.
那不管我们的教会没有那么辉煌、漂亮，没有很多的人数，可是神在这里。
And even though our church is not beautiful and our congregation is few, but God is here.
所以让我留在这里，因为我在这里体会到神在这里有真理。
And I still come here because I can experience God here and I can feel the truth.
那我们也看到很多人在寻求神。
And we can see many people seeking after God.
那求神呢？神也会带领他们，就像约翰福音说的，主的羊听认识主，主也认识他们。
And they will also find God because his sheep will listen and go after his calling.
这里讲我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人。It's okay, 因为我想时间到了，所以我就不翻了哈。那我们来到神的面前呢，神要让羊得生命，而且得到丰盛的生命。
And we hope that all of his sheep can have a very fulfilling life.
那今天这个见证哦，另外我看到的就是，因为他在见证他妈妈的一个见证哈，没想到他可以说得这么清楚。我觉得这个见证第一个受益者就是他本人。
Because she was able to re-testify her mother's testimony so carefully, I think that she was also a receiver.
那一个见证呢，有时候在提醒我们自己，我们的经历，我们得到神怎么样的恩典。
And when we recount our testimonies, we are recounting God's grace on us.
那也是让我们听的人可以思考，我们是不是忘记神在我们身上许多的恩典。
At the same time, the listeners can think whether they have forgotten about God's grace in their lives.
有时候神的恩典需要我们去提醒。
Sometimes we need reminders about God's grace.
所以当我在软弱或者遇到困难的时候，我起初的信仰的经历，神那个宝贵的恩典就让我能够坚持下去。
So when I am feeling weak in my faith, I recall my first love and experiences in Jesus Christ, and that strengthens me.
神是信实的，所以我起初的经验如果是真的，那么神永远是在看顾我们的。
And God is faithful, and so if we can remember those experiences, we will continue to stay in his fold.
所以能够让我们时时的想到神对我们的恩典，然后对神的恩典能够敏感。
And so we can be more sensitive towards God's grace.
再来我觉得一个信仰也需要传承。
And I also feel that faith must be passed from generation to generation.
第一代有很深刻的体验，可是我们希望第二代呢自己有他的体验。
Because the first generation often experiences God very strongly, but the second generation must also have their own experiences.
每个人的体验是不能即使我来述说，你也不一定能够跟我一样的体验。
Even if I say it in great detail, you will not have the same experience as I do.
所以需要每个人去经历。
So everyone needs to experience it for themselves.
经历对神的相信。
And so that they can have a reliance and firm belief in God.
然后经历神的恩典跟能力。
And to experience God's grace and his power.
所以信仰变成下一代自己的。
So that even in the next generation, their faith is theirs.
不是我们告诉他的。
It's not something that's simply told to them.
所以神不是别人的神，神是我们自己的神。
So God is no longer the God of their fathers, but the God of themselves.
这也是我 我们期待能够把我们信仰留给我们的下一代。
That the Lord can be our God, that is the wish we have for our next generation.
让他们能够选择神所喜悦的事情去做。
So that we can do and act out all the things God is pleased with.
所以希望每个人都能够亲自的去体验神，然后认识这个真理。
So I hope that all of us here can experience God's grace personally.
那让我们的信仰可以传承。
So that our faith can be passed on.
那我们下午见证到此，愿一切的荣耀都能够归给天上的神。
This concludes our testimony.
也求神怜悯我们每个人都能够体验他，在教会里看到神。
May all the glory be unto Him.
Yeah, 那我们一块默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.
Amen. 我们休息。